Bernie Sanders, many in Republican Party leadership don't even believe in democracy. By Pam Kee on April 30, 2023. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that many Republicans didn't believe in democracy because they maintain the myth that Trump won the last election. Anchor Dana Bash said, President Biden announced his campaign officially for re-election this week. He would be 86 years old by the end of his second term. You're 1 year older. Is his age something that voters should consider in 2024? Sanders said, well, I think when you look at a candidate, you consider a lot. I think age is one thing. I think experience is another thing. I think your record that you have established is another thing. But to my mind, Dana, when you put it all together, what you have to look at is what does the candidate stand for? Which side are they on? Are they on the side of the billionaire class, or are they on the side of working people? Look, it is no great secret. I ran against Biden. No great secret that he and I have strong differences of opinion. But when we live in a nation where you have a major political party, the Republican Party, where many, not all, but many of their leadership doesn't even believe in democracy. They maintain the myth that Trump won the last election. They're trying to keep people from voting. They're trying to deny women the right to control their own bodies. So that's a whole issue out there. He added, if you believe in democracy and you want to see more people vote, not fewer people vote. I think the choice is pretty clear, and that choice is Biden. And second of all, what I do believe is the Democrats and the president have got to be stronger on working class issues. They have got to make it clear that we believe in a government that represents all, not just the few. Take on the greed of the insurance companies and drug companies, Wall Street, all the big money interests, and start delivering for working class people. You do that. I think Biden is going to win in a landslide. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.